In our hyper-connected world of endless notifications and overwhelming to-do lists, finding calm feels increasingly elusive. Like a snow globe violently shaken, our thoughts swirl chaotically, while peace seems impossibly distant. Yet, what if the solution isn't adding more techniques to our already overflowing plates, but instead learning the gentle art of letting things settle? This revolutionary approach has resonated with millions seeking respite from anxiety and burnout. From corporate executives to stay-at-home parents, people across all walks of life have discovered that true calm emerges not through force, but through allowing. When we stop stirring the waters of our mind and simply let them clear naturally, we access a profound stillness that's been there all along, waiting beneath the turbulence of our busy lives. Life's constant demands can leave us feeling perpetually unsettled, like water in a glass that's never allowed to clear. Finding calm seems impossible amid information overload and blurred work-life boundaries. Yet stillness is precisely what we need most during turbulent times. The process begins with acknowledging what feels unsettled within us. Our bodies signal distress before our conscious minds. Tightness in the chest, shallow breathing, or a churning stomach indicate internal discord. By tuning into these physical sensations without judgment, we develop awareness that helps us catch stress earlier. Beneath physical signs lie emotions seeking acknowledgement. Recognizing, "I feel anxious about this presentation," creates emotional clarity. This isn't about fixing emotions, but honoring their presence. When we validate our responses by understanding why they make sense given our circumstances, we practice self-compassion that transforms our relationship with difficult feelings. The 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique offers immediate relief during anxiety by anchoring us in a sensory experience. By identifying 5 things you can see, 4 you can touch, 3 you can hear, 2 you can smell, and 1 you can taste, you redirect attention from racing thoughts to present moment awareness, interrupting the anxiety cycle and restoring safety. When anxiety overwhelms our mindfulness efforts, remember it's not failure. It simply means those feelings were stronger than the tools you have. This understanding releases self-judgment and opens the door to healing. Begin your journey back to center by connecting to your breath. Notice how it feels entering your nostrils and observe your chest expanding. This attention creates an anchor in the present moment when anxiety pulls you elsewhere. Once established, draw awareness to your thoughts without getting entangled. Are you rehearsing future scenarios or rehashing past events? Simply labeling these patterns, there's planning, worrying, judging, creates space between you and the thoughts, revealing that you are the awareness witnessing them. The body scan meditation offers relief by systematically bringing attention to each body part, releasing physical tension, and reconnecting you with your physical form. Finding spaces of safety in your environment, perhaps a solid chair supporting you, sunlight through a window, or a pet nearby, provides additional grounding. Fear intensifies as we approach meaningful goals, often tempting us to retreat. Yet fear rarely diminishes through time alone. It recedes when confronted with resilience and understanding. Our sympathetic nervous system can become hypervigilant, limiting growth when safety becomes our only priority. Facing fear begins with gentle acknowledgement rather than resistance. Recognizing fear's physical manifestations creates space to work with it skillfully. Our thoughts during fearful moments reveal deeper beliefs like, "I'll fail," or "I'm not enough." By observing these thoughts without immediately believing them, we recognize them as conditioned responses rather than truths. Understanding whether our fear stems from past trauma or anticipated future scenarios helps contextualize our experience and respond appropriately to what's actually happening now. The butterfly hug technique, crossing your arms and alternately tapping each shoulder, activates both brain hemispheres while providing self-soothing touch. This bilateral stimulation helps process emotional information differently and creates a sense of being held during fearful moments. Meditation and mindful habits create sustainable calm when practiced regularly rather than only during crises. These practices build resilience by fostering a more skillful relationship with whatever arises. The body scan meditation guides awareness through your body from toes to head. This non-judgmental attention helps release tension, improves sleep, reduces anxiety, and promotes body acceptance as you learn to respond to discomfort with compassion. Four-point breathing meditation anchors attention to the nose, chest, stomach, and body edges during breathing. Following the breath cycle while noting sensations cultivates present moment awareness and strengthens your ability to return to your breath during stress. Mindful awareness extends beyond formal meditation through brief mindful moments, taking 3 conscious breaths before meetings, eating without digital distractions, or walking mindfully between locations. These mindful breaks prevent stress accumulation. Setting calendar reminders for mindful moments ensures you don't get swept away in daily momentum. Consistency matters. Regularly returning to present moment awareness rather than waiting until stress overwhelms you. True self-love recognizes your inherent worthiness simply because you exist, challenging conditional self-worth. Rather than earning love through accomplishments or others' approval, it develops through compassionate understanding and practice. The self-love-guided visualization builds self-compassion by channeling unconditional love from someone who deeply cares about you. Identify a person who has shown consistent support and mentally connect with their presence daily. The transformation happens when you invoke their loving voice during moments of self-doubt, imagining what they would say about your worth. When self-criticism arises, consciously replace these negative messages with your supportive person's perspective. You're doing your best with what you know right now. This practice gradually replaces your inner critic with understanding. This journey isn't about achieving perfection, but developing a kinder relationship with yourself. Though old patterns may resurface during stress, the practice involves consistently returning to compassion whenever you notice judgment. Letting go isn't surrender or failure. It's freedom from needing to control outcomes that were never truly ours. This reframing transforms release from a last resort into a deliberate choice that creates space for new possibilities while honoring the grief of what might have been. The future mapping technique helps navigate transitions. Articulate your current vision across key life areas: family, career, health, social connections, spiritual life, emotional well-being, and love. Detail the future you had envisioned before this change to acknowledge what you're truly releasing. Reconnecting with your younger self's aspirations provides valuable perspective. What did you genuinely desire before current constraints shaped your vision? These original dreams might reveal compromises in your present situation. Crafting a new future vision requires courage to imagine life beyond current circumstances. Describe what would truly fulfill you across all life domains, not just what seems realistic. This visioning activates hope, counterbalancing grief. Transform aspirations into concrete steps by identifying specific goals and immediate actions for each life domain, creating momentum when the path forward feels uncertain. When we learn to let things settle, our thoughts, emotions, and lives, we discover clarity and peace beneath the turbulence. In a world that prizes constant motion, perhaps the most revolutionary act is allowing ourselves to be still and discover the wisdom that's been waiting for us.